Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a soul pride style Amen variation shape in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is pure roller momentum. Not just a loop, not just a breakbeat repeating in place. We want the timeless DNB feeling where the groove keeps breathing, the tension keeps rising, and the drums themselves feel like they're pulling the track forward. This is especially useful in riser sections, intro to drop transitions, and those 8-bar or 16-bar spaces where you want energy without going full cinematic. In other words, instead of relying on a huge noise sweep, we're going to make the Amen do the lifting. That's the magic here. The first thing to understand is phrase identity. The listener should always know what the groove is. Even when we mutate it, even when we add ghost notes and little pickups, the break still needs to feel like the same break. If you change too many hits at once, you lose that memory, and the roller stops feeling timeless. So let's start by loading an Amen break on an audio track. If you already have it sliced, great. If not, you can keep it as audio first, and that's actually a really good way to feel the groove before you start chopping it up. Set the warp mode to beats, make sure the transients are clean, and tighten up any silence at the start or end of the clip. If the break is a little too straight, you can try a touch of groove from the groove pool, but don't overdo it. We want movement, not artificial shuffle. A good target is to keep the break peaking around -10 to -80 dB on its own track. That gives you headroom for bass and any extra layers later, and resist the urge to squash it too early. In drum and bass, the break needs its transient life. That snap is part of the energy. Now, if you want more control, slice the break to a new MIDI track using transient slicing. That gives you a drum rock, where you can perform the variation more deliberately. Focus on the important elements, kick and snare backbone, ghost snares, hat ticks, little tail fragments, and maybe one reversed or edited hit for a transition moment. Here's the mindset. We're not rewriting the break. We're evolving it. Start with a strong 2-bar groove. Bar 1 should feel familiar and grounded. Bar 2 can add just one small change, maybe a ghost snare before the main backbeat. Then duplicate that idea across 4 or 8 bars, and let each repeat mutate a little. Remove one kick. Shift one pickup. Add a tiny fill at the end of a phrase. Keep it musical. A soul pride style variation is about edited restraint, not drum chaos. A really solid intermediate approach is to build a simple core loop first, then duplicate it into an 8-bar phrase and change one thing every bar or two. That gives you the classic same but changing roller feel. The ear locks into the pattern, but it never gets bored. Next, let's talk about the drum bus. Whether you're working with sliced MIDI or audio, route everything to a dedicated drum bus and glue it together gently. Use EQ8 to clean up the low rumble if needed, maybe a soft high pass around 25 to 35 HE, and if the break feels muddy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 HE. Then use glue compressor lightly, something like a 1.5 to 2 to 1 ratio, a slightly slower attack, so the transients can breathe, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to make it feel cohesive without flattening it. If you want a bit more density, try saturator with just a few dB of drive or drum bus very lightly. A touch of drive and a little transient enhancement can make the break feel more assertive without losing its character. The key is this: the Amen should feel confident, not oversized. Now for the heart of the lesson, the variation shape itself. This is where the soul and the momentum come from. Add ghost notes. Add micro edits. Shift one hit slightly earlier or later. Take out one strong hit every couple of bars so the groove has space to breathe. A tiny snare pickup before the main snare can completely change the feeling. A low velocity ghost note around velocity 20 to 55 can make the phrase feel alive in a way that a louder hit never would. Think in layers of energy, not just more notes. Sometimes the best move is to make one bar feel a little emptier. That contrast makes the next bar hit harder without you adding anything new. That's a huge part of why these rollers feel so good. They're not constantly screaming for attention. They're moving with purpose. If you're editing in MIDI, keep the main hits strong and the ghost hits tucked back. If you're working in audio, duplicate the clip, consolidate after changes, and use tiny fades at edit points so you don't get clicks. Nudge a slice a few milliseconds if it helps the pocket. Sometimes just one tiny push or pull is enough to make the groove breathe. Now let's make it function like a riser. Since this is in the riser category, we want the section to rise through rhythm itself. So across the final 2 to 4 bars before the drop, automate the drum bus in a musical way. An auto filter is perfect here. Start with the break slightly darker, then slowly open the filter as the phrase approaches the drop. You don't need a dramatic sweep. In fact, if the amen is already busy, subtlety is usually stronger. You can also add a short reverb send to just the last snare or pickup, or use a tiny delay on a chopped hit to create a sense of tail and space. Keep the feedback low. Keep it tight. We're not building a giant cinematic wash here. We're making the groove feel like it's leaning forward. A really effective trick is to increase edit density toward the end. Maybe the first part of the phrase uses looser spacing, and the last two bars move into quicker 16th note microcuts. That makes the ear feel acceleration, which is exactly what we want in a drum-based riser. Then, in the very last half bar or bar, strip it back just enough to create a little vacuum before the drop lands. That contrast can hit harder than another fill ever could. Now, let's bring the bass into the conversation, because in a proper roller the drums and bass are always talking to each other. Think call and response. Leave space in the bass line for the main snare hits. Let the bass answer the end of a phrase. During the rising section, thin the bass slightly, so the drums can take the spotlight. Then bring it back full on the drop. If your bass is a res, a sub, or a dark mid-range pattern, make sure it's not fighting the break around the low end. Use EQA to carve out space if needed, and keep the sub mono with utility. The drums can rise, but the low end should stay solid. That contrast between a steady low foundation and a more active drum top is one of the strongest tension tools in DNB. Now let's shape the arrangement like a DJ-friendly transition. A classic form might be 8 bars of the original groove, 8 bars of variation, then 4 bars of filtered rise, then a final pickup into the drop. For a more underground vibe, keep the rise rhythmic and restrained. Maybe strip out the sub for the last 2 bars. Maybe keep only the break tops and snares. Maybe use one little reverse chop into the downbeat. The point is to create anticipation without losing the identity of the groove. And here's a really important coach note. Compare your variation against a plain loop at the same loudness. If the variation doesn't feel more urgent at the same volume, the rhythm isn't doing enough yet. That's the real test, not how loud it is, how much forward motion it creates. As you polish the section, do a mono check on the drum bus. Make sure the core still feels strong in mono. Check that the kick and snare aren't fighting the sub. Tame any harsh top end if the break gets fizzy, usually somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz if needed. And don't let the transition spike too hard before the drop. The best risers often feel controlled, not overblown. If you want to push it further, there are a few advanced ideas worth trying. You can build 2 slightly different 2-bar versions of the amen and alternate them every other phrase, so the groove progresses without losing its identity. You can move one ghost hit a little earlier in one repeat and a little later in the next to create that breathing, push-pull feel. You can make the last bar simpler in the first half, then fire the final pickup at the end. That reset then hit move can make the drop feel cleaner and bigger. You can also add a quiet texture layer underneath, like vinyl noise or room tone, and automate it up slightly near the transition, just enough to add motion. Or try a little parallel grit on a return track with saturator or pedal, filtered so it stays airy. That can give the break a more physical edge without cluttering the main groove. If the section is dark or heavy, keep bright open hats under control and lean into snare body, break texture, and mid-range motion. That's often where the soul pride feel really lives. It's soulful, but it's still got pressure. Let's wrap it into a simple practice shape. Build a 4-bar amen riser. Bar 1. Original groove. Bar 2. Add one ghost note. Bar 3. Remove one kick and add a pickup. Bar 4. Increase density with a small fill and automate the filter opening. Add a short reverb send only on the last snare or pickup. Then mono check it, bounce it, and listen first without bass, then with a simple sub underneath. If it already feels like it's pulling the track forward, you've nailed it. So remember the big picture. The goal isn't just to loop an amen. It's to shape the variation so the groove breathes, the momentum stays alive, and the listener feels constant motion. In drum and bass, especially in rollers and soulful dark side material, the best risers often feel like the drums themselves are lifting the floor. That's the move. Timeless momentum, controlled mutation, soulful pressure, and a drop that feels earned.